Welcome to the Nutritionally.com podcast. I'm Alex, here to help you take charge of your health and well-being. Let's dive into today's episode and get proactive about feeling your best. Hey there, health enthusiasts. It's Alex, your friendly neighborhood wellness coach, coming at you with another episode of our health and wellness podcast. Today, we're diving into a topic that's close to my heart and I bet close to your plate, mindful eating. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through your phone, absent-mindedly munching on something, and suddenly, poof, the whole bag of chips is gone? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to make every bite count, to truly savor your food, and maybe even improve your relationship with eating? That's where mindful eating comes in. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, I barely have time to eat, let alone be mindful about it. Trust me, I get it. Our lives are busy, and sometimes scarfing down a sandwich between meetings feels like a victory. But here's the thing. Mindful eating isn't about perfectionism or spending hours contemplating each morsel. It's about bringing a little more awareness to our meals, one bite at a time. Imagine this. You're about to dig into your favorite meal. Instead of immediately chowing down, you take a moment to appreciate the colors on your plate, inhale the enticing aromas, and feel a sense of gratitude for the nourishment in front of you. That's mindful eating in action, my friends. But why bother, you ask? Well, mindful eating isn't just some woo-woo concept. It's got some serious benefits backing it up, from improving digestion to helping with portion control, and even reducing those pesky stress eating episodes we all know too well. It's like a secret superpower for your health journey. So are you ready to embark on this mindful eating adventure with me? In this episode, we'll explore what mindful eating really means, dive into its juicy benefits, and I'll share some practical tips that you can start using today, even if you've only got 10 minutes for lunch. Stay tuned, because by the end of this episode, you'll be well on your way to transforming your relationship with food, one mindful bite at a time. Let's dig in. All right, let's dig into the good stuff, the key benefits of mindful eating. Trust me, folks, this isn't just about chewing your food slowly. It's about unlocking a whole new level of health and happiness. First up, let's talk digestion. You know how sometimes you eat a meal and feel like you've swallowed a bowling ball? Well, mindful eating can help with that. When you slow down and really focus on your food, your body has a chance to properly process what you're eating. It's like giving your digestive system a helping hand. Plus, you're more likely to actually enjoy your meal when you're paying attention to it. Win-win. Now here's a biggie, portion control. Raise your hand if you've ever demolished a bag of chips without even realizing it. Yeah, me too. Mindful eating helps you become more aware of how much you're actually consuming. It's not about restriction. It's about listening to your body. When you're tuned in, you'll start to recognize those I'm satisfied signals before you hit that, oh no, I ate too much feeling. But wait, there's more. Ever found yourself elbow deep in a pint of ice cream after a stressful day? Mindful eating can be a game changer for emotional eating. By paying attention to why you're eating, you start to distinguish between actual hunger and those pesky emotional triggers. It's like becoming a detective of your own eating habits. And here's the cherry on top. Mindful eating can boost your overall psychological well-being. It's not just about the food, it's about cultivating a more intentional, less judgmental approach to eating. This can spill over into other areas of your life, helping you manage stress and anxiety better. I remember when I first started practicing mindful eating, I was skeptical, thinking, how much difference can paying attention to my sandwich really make? But let me tell you, after a few weeks, I noticed I was enjoying my meals more, feeling more satisfied with less food, and, bonus, my stress eating had taken a nosedive. So whether you're looking to improve your digestion, get a handle on portion sizes, tackle emotional eating, or just boost your overall well-being, mindful eating has got your back. It's like a Swiss Army knife for your health journey. Versatile, practical, and always there when you need it. Ready to give it a try? Stick around, because coming up, I'll share some strategies to help you get started with mindful eating. Trust me, your mind and your taste buds will thank you. Now that we've covered the amazing benefits of mindful eating, let's talk strategy. How do we actually make this happen in our busy lives? Don't worry, I've got you covered with some practical tips that even the busiest bees can buzz with. First up, let's start before you even take a bite. I call this the pre-meal reflection. It's like a quick check-in with yourself. Ask, why am I eating right now? Am I actually hungry, or am I just bored? This little pause can be a real eye-opener. I remember once realizing I was about to dive into a bag of chips just because I was procrastinating on a work task. That awareness alone was enough to make me rethink my snack choice. Next, let's engage those senses, folks. When you sit down to eat, really look at your food. Notice the colors, the textures. Take a moment to appreciate the aroma. It's like turning a regular meal into a mini sensory experience. Trust me, your boring old sandwich might just become the highlight of your day. Now here's a biggie, eat without distractions. I know, easier said than done, right? But try this, for just one meal a day, put away your phone, turn off the TV, and focus solely on your food. It might feel weird at first, but stick with it. You might be surprised at how much more satisfying your meals become. Here's a fun trick. Try using smaller plates and utensils. It's a simple way to naturally control your portions without feeling deprived. Plus, it makes you feel like a giant, and who doesn't want that, right? Another strategy I love is keeping a mindful food journal. Now, before you groan, hear me out. This isn't about counting calories or beating yourself up. It's about jotting down what you eat and how it makes you feel. It's like becoming a food detective, uncovering patterns and triggers you might not have noticed before. Lastly, take a moment to appreciate your food. Think about where it came from, who prepared it. If you made it yourself, give yourself a mental high five. This appreciation can really deepen your eating experience and help foster a healthier relationship with food. I'll never forget when I first tried these strategies. I was at a work lunch, and instead of scarfing down my salad while checking emails, I decided to give mindful eating a go. I closed my laptop, took a deep breath, and really focused on my meal. Not only did I enjoy my food more, but I also felt more relaxed and focused for the rest of the day. Remember, mindful eating isn't about perfection. It's about progress. Even if you only manage to eat one meal mindfully this week, that's a win in my book. So why not give it a try? Your mind, body, and taste buds will thank you. All right, friends, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. How do we make mindful eating a part of our daily lives without feeling like we're adding another chore to our already packed schedules? I've got some practical tips that'll slip into your routine smoother than avocado on toast. First up, let's talk about scheduling mealtimes. I know, it sounds a bit rigid, but hear me out. By setting specific times for meals, you're less likely to fall into the trap of mindless snacking or stress eating. It's like setting a date with your food. And who doesn't love a good date, right? Next, let's tackle the elephant in the room, or should I say the smartphone on the table. One of the best things you can do for mindful eating is to remove distractions. Try eating your meals without the TV on or your phone in hand. I'll admit, this was tough for me at first. I was used to scrolling through social media while munching. But once I gave distraction-free eating a shot, I was amazed at how much more I enjoyed my meals. Here's a tip that's been a game changer for me. Serve modest portions. Use smaller plates and fill them only once. It's like giving yourself a built-in portion control system. Plus, it reduces food waste, which is a win for your wallet and the planet. Now, let's talk about the art of savoring small bites. Slow down, chew thoroughly, and really experience the flavors and textures of your food. It's like being a food critic, but way less pretentious. I once spent an entire minute just enjoying a single piece of dark chocolate. Let me tell you, it was a revelation. Lastly, don't forget to check in with yourself after your meal. How do you feel? Satisfied? Overfull? This post-meal awareness can help you fine-tune your eating habits for future meals. I remember when I first started implementing these tips. I was skeptical, thinking, how much difference can this really make? But after a week, I noticed I was enjoying my food more, feeling more satisfied with less, and even losing that afternoon energy slump. It was like I discovered a secret superpower. Now I get it. Life gets busy. And sometimes you might only have 10 minutes to scarf down a sandwich between meetings. That's okay. Mindful eating isn't about perfection. Even if you can only manage to eat one meal mindfully a day, or even just take 3 mindful bites during a rushed lunch, that's progress. So why not give it a try? Start small. Maybe tomorrow, try eating your breakfast without your phone, or take a moment to really savor your afternoon snack. Remember, every mindful bite is a step towards a healthier, happier you. And hey, if you find yourself forgetting these tips, don't sweat it. Just take a deep breath, smile, and try again at your next meal. After all, mindful eating is a journey, not a destination. And trust me, it's a delicious journey worth taking. Stay tuned, because coming up next, we'll be exploring, well, you'll just have to keep listening to find out. Don't forget to visit our website, nutritionally.com, for more tips and tricks on your wellness journey. Now let's get real for a moment. We've talked about all the great benefits of mindful eating and some awesome strategies to incorporate it into your life. But I know what you might be thinking, Alex, this all sounds great, but what about when life gets in the way? Well, my friends, that's exactly what we're diving into now, overcoming those pesky challenges that can trip us up on our mindful eating journey. First up, the time crunch. I get it, we're all busy. Sometimes it feels like we barely have time to breathe, let alone eat mindfully. But here's the thing, mindful eating doesn't have to take extra time. Even if you only have 5 minutes for lunch, you can still take 3 deep breaths before you start eating, or really focus on the taste of those first few bites. Remember, any mindfulness is better than none. Next, let's talk about the all-or-nothing trap. You know, that voice in your head that says, well, I already ate that donut mindlessly, so I might as well give up for the day. Nuh-uh. Mindful eating isn't about perfection. It's about progress. If you slip up, no biggie. Just start again with your next bite or your next meal. Here's a challenge I struggled with, eating with others. It can be tough to eat mindfully when you're chatting with friends or in a busy restaurant. My tip, start small. Maybe focus on taking mindful bites between conversations, or simply notice the different flavors in your meal. You don't have to announce to the table that you're eating mindfully. It can be your little secret. Now, what about those days when emotions are running high and all you want to do is dive headfirst into a pint of ice cream? Been there, done that. On these days, mindful eating can actually be your best friend. Before you eat, take a moment to check in with yourself. Are you really hungry, or are you eating to avoid feeling something? Sometimes, just acknowledging the emotion can help you make a more mindful choice. Lastly, let's address the elephant in the room, cravings. Oh boy, do I know about cravings. Here's a mindful approach that's worked wonders for me. When a craving hits, don't try to push it away. Instead, get curious about it. Where do you feel it in your body? What triggered it? Sometimes, just observing the craving mindfully can make it less overwhelming. I remember one particularly stressful day at work when all I wanted was to inhale a bag of chips. Instead, I took a deep breath, acknowledged my stress, and asked myself what I really needed. Turns out, what I really needed was a quick walk and a glass of water. The craving passed, and I felt so much better for handling it mindfully. Remember, folks, challenges are a normal part of any new habit. The key is to approach them with curiosity and kindness, not judgment. Every time you face a challenge and choose mindfulness, you're strengthening that mindful eating muscle. So the next time you're feeling rushed, emotional, or surrounded by temptations, take a deep breath and remind yourself, you've got this. Every mindful moment, no matter how small, is a step in the right direction. Stay tuned, because up next, we'll be exploring. Well, you'll just have to keep listening to find out. And don't forget, for more tips and support on your mindful eating journey, visit our website at nutritionally.com. Your future, more mindful self will thank you. All right, health enthusiasts, let's put on our lab coats and dive into the fascinating science behind mindful eating. Don't worry, I promise to keep it fun and digestible, pun absolutely intended. You might be wondering, Alex, is this mindful eating stuff just another fad, or is there actual science backing it up? Well, I'm thrilled to tell you that mindful eating isn't just feel-good fluff, it's got some serious scientific street cred. Let's start with our brain. When we eat mindfully, we're activating parts of our prefrontal cortex. That's the area responsible for decision-making and self-control. It's like giving your brain a mini workout every time you eat. Studies have shown that this increased activity can lead to better food choices and improved portion control over time. But it's not just about the brain. Mindful eating also has a significant impact on our digestive system. When we eat slowly and pay attention to our food, we're giving our body time to properly kickstart the digestive process. This means better nutrient absorption and less digestive discomfort. Who knew slowing down could be so powerful, right? Here's a cool fact. Mindful eating has been shown to increase the production of certain gut hormones that signal fullness to our brain. It's like turning up the volume on your body's natural "I'm satisfied" signals. This could explain why mindful eaters often report feeling satisfied with smaller portions. Now let's talk about stress. We all know stress can lead to overeating, but did you know that mindful eating can actually help reduce stress? It's true. Research has found that mindful eating practices can lower cortisol levels. That's our main stress hormone. So by eating mindfully, you're not just nourishing your body, you're also giving your mind a little R&R. And here's something that blew my mind when I first learned about it. Mindful eating can actually change our taste perceptions. Studies have shown that when people eat mindfully, they often report food tasting better and more satisfying. It's like upgrading your taste buds for free. I remember reading about a study where participants who practiced mindful eating for just a few weeks reported significant decreases in binge eating and emotional eating. As someone who used to be a stress eater, this research really resonated with me. But perhaps the most exciting area of research is how mindful eating might impact our long-term health. Early studies suggest that regular mindful eating practices could play a role in managing chronic conditions like type 2 diabetes and heart disease. Now that's food for thought. Of course, science is always evolving, and there's still a lot to learn about mindful eating. But the evidence we have so far is pretty compelling. It's not just about changing what we eat, but how we eat, and that can make a world of difference. So the next time you sit down for a meal, remember, you're not just feeding your body, you're engaging in a scientifically backed practice that could have far-reaching benefits for your health and well-being. How cool is that? Stay tuned, because coming up next, we'll be exploring. Well, you'll just have to keep listening to find out. And as always, for more science-backed wellness tips, don't forget to check out our website at nutritionally.com. Your body and mind will thank you. Let's shift gears a bit and talk about something that's close to my heart, the connection between mindful eating and our emotional well-being. Because let's face it, food isn't just fuel. It's tied to our emotions in so many ways. Have you ever found yourself elbow deep in a bag of chips after a stressful day? Or maybe you've celebrated a big win with a decadent dessert? That's your emotions talking through food, my friends. And while there's nothing inherently wrong with emotional eating, it can become problematic when it's our go-to coping mechanism. This is where mindful eating comes in like a superhero, cape and all. By bringing awareness to our eating habits, we start to unravel the complex relationship between our emotions and our food choices. It's like becoming a detective in your own mind-body mystery. I remember when I first started practicing mindful eating, I was shocked to realize how often I was reaching for food when I wasn't even hungry. Bored, grab a snack, anxious, time for comfort food. It was eye-opening, to say the least. But here's the beautiful thing about mindful eating. It's not about judgment. It's about awareness and compassion. When you notice you're eating because you're stressed, you can pause and ask yourself, what do I really need right now? Sometimes it's food, and that's okay. But often it might be a hug, a quick walk, or a chat with a friend. Mindful eating can also help us develop a healthier relationship with food overall. No more good foods or bad foods. Instead, it's about tuning into your body's needs and honoring them. This shift can be incredibly liberating. I've seen clients go from constant food guilt to genuine enjoyment of their meals. It's like watching someone unlock a whole new level of self-care. And let's talk about the joy factor. When we eat mindfully, we're more likely to truly savor and enjoy our food. It's like turning every meal into a mini celebration. I mean, have you ever really paid attention to the burst of flavor in a ripe strawberry? It's pretty amazing. Mindful eating can also help reduce anxiety around food. For those who struggle with disordered eating patterns, bringing mindfulness to meals can be a gentle way to rebuild a positive relationship with food. It's not a cure-all, of course, and professional help is crucial. but mindful eating can be a valuable tool in the recovery toolkit. Here's another cool benefit. Mindful eating can boost our overall mindfulness practice. It's like a gateway to being more present and aware in other areas of our lives. I've had clients tell me that after practicing mindful eating, they found themselves being more mindful during conversations, at work, even while brushing their teeth. Now, I want to be clear. Mindful eating isn't about achieving some state of zen-like perfection at every meal. Life happens, and sometimes you'll eat on the go or while distracted. And that's okay. The goal is progress, not perfection. Remember, every time you bring awareness to your eating, you're nurturing not just your body, but your mind and spirit too. It's self-care in its purest form. So the next time you sit down for a meal, take a moment to check in with yourself. How are you feeling? What does your body need? And most importantly, can you bring a sense of kindness and curiosity to the experience? Your emotional well-being will thank you. Stay tuned because coming up next, we'll be wrapping things up with some final thoughts and actionable steps. And don't forget, for more tips on nurturing your emotional well-being through mindful practices, visit our website at nutritionally.com. Your happier, more balanced self is just a click away. Well, folks, we've been on quite the journey today, exploring the wonderful world of mindful eating. From understanding its benefits to learning practical strategies and even diving into the science behind it, we've covered a lot of ground. But as we wrap up, I want to leave you with some final thoughts and actionable steps to take your mindful eating practice to the next level. First off, remember that mindful eating isn't about perfection. It's about progress. Every mindful bite is a step in the right direction. So don't beat yourself up if you forget to eat mindfully sometimes. Just take a deep breath and start again with your next meal or snack. Now, let's talk next steps. I challenge you to pick one mindful eating strategy we discussed today and try it out for the next week. Maybe it's putting your phone away during meals or taking 3 deep breaths before you start eating. Whatever you choose, commit to it for 7 days and see how it feels. Here's another idea. Start a mindful eating journal. Don't worry, I'm not asking you to log every morsel you eat. Just jot down one thing you noticed about your eating experience each day. It could be a new flavor you discovered or how you felt after eating mindfully. This simple practice can really deepen your awareness over time. And hey, why not make it social? Share your mindful eating journey with a friend or family member. You could even have a mindful meal together. Sometimes having a buddy can make new habits stick. Remember, mindful eating isn't just about the food on your plate. It's about nurturing a healthier relationship with food, your body, and yourself. It's a form of self-care that ripples out into other areas of your life. I'll never forget when one of my clients told me, "Alex, mindful eating has changed more than just how I eat. It's changed how I live. And that's the real power of this practice. It's not just about the meals. It's about bringing more awareness, joy, and balance into your life." So as you go forward from here, I encourage you to approach your meals with curiosity and kindness. Notice the colors, textures, and flavors of your food. Pay attention to how your body feels before, during, and after eating. And most importantly, be patient with yourself as you develop this new skill. Mindful eating is a journey, not a destination. And like any journey, it's full of discoveries, challenges, and rewards. But I promise you, it's a journey worth taking. Before we sign off, I want to thank you for joining me on this exploration of mindful eating. Your health journey is important, and I'm honored to be a part of it. Remember, for more tips, resources, and support on your mindful eating journey, visit our website at nutritionally.com. We're here to support you every step of the way. Until next time, this is Alex, wishing you mindful meals and a nourished life. Take care and happy eating. Thank you for joining us on the nutritionally.com podcast. I hope you found today's episode helpful and inspiring. Remember, taking proactive steps today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and visit nutritionally.com for more tips and resources. Stay healthy, stay proactive, and I'll see you next time.